From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. We begin this hour with Afghanistan. Taliban militants hijacked two NATO fuel tankers last night. That prompted a U.S. airstrike that killed at least 60 people and wounded 30 more. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson has the story from Kabul.
Afghan officials say the tankers were en route to Kabul from neighboring Tajikistan after sundown yesterday, when Taliban fighters intercepted them in Kunduz province in the north of the country. One driver was shot dead, while the fate of the other remains unknown. The Taliban drove the tankers some 3 miles off the main highway before getting stuck in a riverbed. Hours later, they enlisted the help of locals to unload the fuel. That's when an American warplane arrived and fired on the tankers. Most of those killed in the resulting blast were believed to be Taliban fighters, including one high-ranking commander and 4 Chechen insurgents. But Kunduz provincial officials say an undetermined number of poor farmers and other residents trying to get free fuel were also killed. NATO says it's investigating those claims, although it believed the area to be free of any civilians when the plane struck. The overnight attack prompted Afghan President Hamid Karzai to dispatch a high-ranking government team to the scene to investigate. Karzai renewed his criticism of NATO forces for not doing more to protect civilians in the course of military operations. Such civilian casualties have soured relations between the Afghan government and its international coalition partners in recent years. Earlier this summer, U.S. General Stanley McChrystal, who heads NATO-led forces here, ordered that airstrikes be used more sparingly, especially in places where civilians are at risk. Until the overnight attack in Kunduz, the strategy appeared to be working. The province is a breadbasket for Afghanistan, but smugglers and a resurgent Taliban have made it increasingly unstable in recent years. The German military is responsible for security in Kunduz, and its forces called in the airstrike. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.